This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, we have the amazing Josh Bernstein here. Josh, I want you to tell the full story of what you just did. You broke something now. I honestly think someday when we bring you on, you need to be wearing like a Superman suit, like a body-tight spandex with a cape, and put your hand out like you're ready to fly off at the speed of light. Because you just did something that I thought so remarkable. It's like, this is history in a century from now. When this story comes out and they say, do you know this guy, Josh Bernstein, just before he came on the Deagle Show, had this thing, and he put together the story and went out to the gateway, to this news agency of this particular story. I'm not going to break anything. I want you to say the whole story, okay? Go ahead.
Well, basically, my team out here, 300-plus Patriots, one of the people that I'm in contact with called me.
Right.
Said, Josh, I don't know for sure, but I think that one of the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors' wives is the one that assigned the judge, Daniel Martin, who works for Perkins Coie, to the case. And I said, no way. She said, yes, I'm going to make some phone calls, and I'm going to check it around, and I'll get back to you. She calls me back about 10, 15 minutes later. She says, yes, it's true. I said, holy cow. You need to send the tip immediately to the Gateway Pundit. Well, wow. Guess what? It's breaking exclusive on the front page, and it's trending. So Whoa. My team, not me, I'm not taking the credit, but my team broke that story.
That's freaking awesome.
Yeah.
See,
now, what I broke yesterday.
Yeah, let me explain something. I consider you a refounder of America, not only America. Because when we clean up this BS of this Dominion software and I call cybercom. It's a form of communism that's tied directly to cybernetics. And we're the refounders not only of America, but also a new world that'll be safe for Jews and Christians and people all over the world to have families and can get pregnant and not be sterilized or be not connected to some cybernetic super god, okay, the Goodell Project. We are the refounders of a godly world, aren't we?
About it. Look, who is going to this country if not for us? We're the ones that are going to save this country. You know,
right.
I'm so tired of hearing quote-unquote patriots and conservatives pissing and moaning about all the things the left is doing, how, you know, their vote didn't count and nothing's going on. Well, you know what? While you're complaining, I'm putting my neck out on the line every single day, risking everything.
Exactly.
Audit done. Not just in Arizona, but in New Hampshire, and hopefully next in Georgia, and possibly in Wisconsin, okay? And what would happen after that, when all of this is done, then we would have a collective action, civil criminal conspiracy charge brought against the administration for stealing the election. And what happens after that? Well, I can't guarantee you anything. What I can say is there is a legal remedy for it, and that legal right. remedy is a writ of quo warranto where you can have someone removed from office who's been fraudulently elected. Now, whether it would do and whether they would go there, I don't know. But the bottom line is I will not stop. I will not comply. I will not relent, and I will continue to push because I can chew and walk and do the both things at the same exact time. So when people say, oh, forget about it, just worry about 2022 and 2024, no,
right.
absolutely not.
Those don't even exist in my mind.
Those of 2020 need to be exposed.
If we don't solve this right now, before the fall, America is done. The world is done, not just America. Joe Biden is actually stirring up such a pot. He's likely to precipitate a nuclear war in the Middle East with Russia and their allies. And Russia is being pushed into the arms of communist China, which is the tentacle of the beast system. And, in fact, everything is kind of getting more polarized and worse under Joe Biden. There's nothing better. The economy is ready to go pop in the dollar. I mean, it's unbelievable. The cost of gasoline is taking off. This guy is out of his mind, and he thinks he's so popular. He's got this smirk on, like, I'm a nice guy. No, you're not. You're a devil. I think in the morning, you know, this little slat of white hair, he must have retractable horns because he's a monster.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Of course he's a monster. I mean, here's a guy that's telling us that he wants us to eat one hamburger a month. Well, who are you to tell me what I can eat and what I can't eat, okay?
Right.
Blow it out your ass. That's what I would say to him if I had a chance to.
Well, here's the next thing. Give you the update on the EDUCAP. First off, we've got all our funding together now. We're going to have the machine delivered to the lab with Dr. Bill Singh. We'll be inducting people. I'm putting up a special link and a newsletter over on Deagle Network. It's not Nutra Medical. It's on Deagle Network. You'll be able to sign up and through that link get a family membership for $32, or I think it's about $17 for a person, one person. Then we're going to figure out what the cost is to donate. And when you donate, by the way, you'll be able to take the certificate and go back to your taxes and completely write it off. The cost will include the cost of the EDUCAPs, a bottle, say, of 30 capsules, enough for two people, 15 days each. Number two, you'll get a lab test for 15 days and 30 days, $125 apiece. Will it be a legal certificate if it's positive, shows you have immunity, which means if you're in an airline and have to fly or do other things in your country, you'll have a legal certificate showing you have immunity. And by the way, all these other tests they're using, including the development of the test they used for 3 years before the virus arrived, even the inventor of the test said it's freaking useless. Our test isn't. It's a certified lab that measures the absolute titer of the Sigma-1 IG subclass 4 antibody. The only lab that's properly certifying this test, and we have the only lab that can do it, and you can send your blood from anywhere in the world and we'll be able to tell you what's going on, okay? So what I want people to understand is we are doing things now step by step, and we're also I contacted the Indian Ministry of Health. We will donate to those people or even replicate or duplicate with a bioreactor in my technology in any country on earth. I will donate it with a small cost to any country on earth so they can create and save their population. Yeah, especially I'd like to replicate it in Israel. I'd like to have one of my bioreactors in Israel within weeks. If we could set it up, which is easy, you have a bioreactor, the Sigma-1 protein, you incubate it, 5 to 7 days, you make enough for 500,000 capsules. You give it to your people, they take it for 2 weeks, we can test their blood level. If they have blood levels, they don't need anything. They take the rescue kit of nutraceuticals, and it stops the mitochondriopathy. 100% of the people that have been vaccinated with these chemo shots are going to die within 2 years. That's my prediction. So Dr. Mitz will be here any minute. She's coming into my studio. 100% within 2 years, that's the prediction we have. Now, maybe it's 80%, but it's a lot. It's going to literally destroy civilization as we know it.
And
let's rescue these people.
That would mean that my mother would be no longer here in 2 years.
Right.
Other family members who have gotten the shot would no longer be here.
9 to 18 months is what we have from Dr. Richard Fleming. And Dr. Mikovits says it's even worse. And I have other experts. And I can tell you right now, I know how to rescue it. I'm the only one who knows how the disease is caused. It basically interferes with the electron transport chain, the extracellular matrix, and the hydroperoxy radical cross-links of von Willebrand's factor causing the nosebleeds. And now I'm the only one to figure it out. It's the infotoxins, microRNA from the vaccinated people that are shedding other people. It's not spike proteins. It's infotoxins. And so even if you're nearby, if a husband lays down beside his wife who's received the vaccine, he can wake up bruised all over his body in the morning with a nosebleed. Or if she's a pregnant woman, she can miscarry her baby because she's near an unvaccinated person at the workplace of their home. Well, you have to understand, this is a poisoning of the entire human population, not just with the vaccinated. The vaccinated are giving off insulin to the people who are not vaccinated. Oh, my God. This is an OMG moment here, people. This is a genocide. Bill Gates and other people need to be in prison and or worse. Right?
So people that have been vaccinated, just from being around you, can cause other health issues even though you haven't been vaccinated?
Yes. In fact, we'll be saying this again today. Pregnancy clinics, and this is other experts have said this already, this panel of doctors, Dr. P and Dr. T, have said, was sharing with Dr. Tenpenny and her colleagues and so on last week, that if you have a pregnancy clinic, you cannot have any employees that have been vaccinated in the clinic, or the women will miscarry. That's how bad it is, okay? This is really serious stuff. And private schools, by the way, have already made a statement right across the United States that will not hire vaccinated people. because they'll be giving off exotoxins to even choose students in school. And we don't know how far these exotoxins will bring it. Will it cause cancer? Will it cause autoimmune disease or brain degeneration and spongiform encephalopathy? I don't know. I can know the one thing that causes clots and bleeding. That's really dangerous. Nosebleeds, gut bleeds, you know, periods, even the entire sloughing of the uterine lining is happening. We're seeing things happen we've never expected would happen. Now we've got the friggin' exotoxins from what we call, I call it exoinfotoxins, where it's microRNA telling your body information that screws it all up. Now, you have positive ones. If you have a son that's been naturally exposed to the virus, he visits his grandma and he breathes on her, he immunizes her so she protects her from the virus, but you have the negative side, too. When you get these crazy chemotoxins, these vaccines, or they call them, they're a vaccine, they're a lying piece of crap. They're not vaccines. These are chemo agents you designed previously to put into cancer cells to make the cancer cells commit suicide. And they've injected us, calling us, and we're all big lab rats. All lab rats right now, except in this shit, okay? And Biden is pushing it in all the countries all around the world.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
The virus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled N-U-T-R-I Medical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.
For what we want to do, the entire human race are doing on the poor Chinese people. So, Josh, so the Arizona audit is moving. They couldn't get their paws because they didn't want to lose $1 million. We're pushing like crazy. You mentioned here earlier that you have a number. We want to get rid of this guy, Martin, who and these people, Cooey, that was involved with the trying to do everything to try to support the idea of the Dominion software and so on, Perkins Cooey. Yeah. What's going to happen when these audits happen is Biden will try, I'm sorry, being a dumbass that he is, will try to declare some form of martial law. The military and the police will not be on side because they're the primary target. Right now, the Chauvin trial with Margaret in St. Water, she needs to not only be removed from Congress, she needs to be removed from public life. She should not have a book tour, TV interviews, or any yard time to even get sunlight.
The race baiting poverty pimp that she is, I call her James Brown's wig, by the way.
Right.
She doesn't even live in her district. Okay.
No, I know that. Multi-million-dollar home outside the district because she's so damn corrupt. She doesn't even live there. Yeah.
Exactly.
So here's what has to happen. We need to fix up the big media. I think one of the things you're going to see when Trump gets back is the big media is going to get stomped on. We're going to find out that they're going to be open to liability lawsuits and it's going to dissemble them. Number two, you're going to start seeing truth in media, which means another media are going to have to start improving. Even Newsmax and Fox News that go so far won't go all the way. They should be interviewing people like you and me, but they don't, do they? They're terrified to interview people who actually know more. Even if it did, it was introduced, like, say, there's a 10-minute spot with you, it would pour tons of people that are just averagely stupid. And if they watch your show for a couple of weeks and say, oh, my God, I know what the real political issues are here.
Yeah.
This is not minor stuff. It's like stealing your bank accounts, emptying your pension funds, force vaccinating you with a toxic experimental vaccine. I mean, this is crazy shit.
I mean, bottom line is anyone that watches 10 episodes of my show, any random, it doesn't matter which one, just 10 random episodes, you'll have already have known more than the majority of all of the media combined in America in just
right.
10 episodes.
And by the way, the average person can watch your show and get enough knowledge to move forward and realize they're a victim. And you see, when the victimhood state stops, then it's the end of the New World Disorder. They'll melt like an old piece of rotten fruit.
Yep. And not only that, but my shows are not only educational, but they're also calls to action.
They're activational.
I give solutions on how to fix problems, too.
Right. So in other words, you're like the geopolitical medical doctor. You should have a little maybe we need to make what's called a political medical scope. You know, instead of like a telescope, it should have the end of it something like something political on the end of it, right? Because people don't get it. They watch the news and they become more dumbed down. And oh yeah, I watch Fauci say this.
I give America a political enema.
Well, they need to have a high colonic. I don't just need to have a high colonic.
Exactly. I'm the political enema of America.
Yeah, exactly. That's it.
My new tagline: the political enema of America.
Yeah, you're the enemy of the New World Order.
There you go.
Okay.
You
here's what's
going on. You're plugged up with a lot of BS. Call on Josh Bernstein.
we'll do what's called a BSomectomy.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, I don't know when I know you're a busy guy, but we need to do a video with you and me talking, carrying on like this, and get it out to people like Mike Lindell and Trump. I've had a hell of a time over 4 years trying to contact Trump with my co-host, John W. Spring, over the missile problem. We have multiple layers of problems, and not just one. And now the latest thing is, and I've got this guy, Simon, who wants to call, and he's got some interesting stuff to talk about regarding the geopolitical history. I'll just read a bit of it here. We'll bring him on here. It says, you and both Kipling and Putin claim to have had experiences with a god. Kipling said so in his autobiography, and Kipling was prophetic in his writings, believing empire was were God's work. Putin had experience after becoming president. A religious group of nuns, apparently due to the conversion, changed from atheist and decided to be a political head of the Orthodox Church. By the way, he has a head of the Orthodox Church that travels with him everywhere he goes. People think Putin's a really bad guy, and bad things have happened because he's dealing with the betrayals of communism there. But if Putin wasn't there, we probably would have gone to war years ago. People don't realize that. He's done some stupid things because they're tied to Iran, and Iran are crazy. I mean, they want to bring about the Imam Mahdi by starting a war, and they don't realize the normal average Iranian is a smart guy. I mean, I have Iranian friends that are like masters in chemistry and other things. These are not dumb people. They have nice families, they're nice people, they're not wackos, and by the way, they're Caucasian, all of them, or they're Median or Persian, and these are some of the most ancient civilizations that have advanced culture in the world. And if we just get rid of the craziness in their culture, they're going to be some of the best places to even go for tourism. They were until the 70s when we brought in the Ayatollah. We got rid of the Shah of Iran because we didn't like the Mossadegh, the first guy they had, because he asked the plastic company in Britain to make a plastic factory in Iran. They said, no way, we're not going to make a plastic factory, even though we're getting all your oil. So they told him to go to hell, and they put in the Shah of Iran and put in their Savat, the terrorism group that they put in, that were put in by the British. And what's going on right now is when they got ticked off with the Shah because he started to side with the people inside Iran, they removed and put the Ayatollah in. Our CIA and the British put in the Ayatollah Khomeini and all those
Iranians. Absolute fact. We are the ones that pushed out the Shah of Iran. Remember, Iran was a very interesting country before the Iranian Revolution. I mean, women could dress normally. They didn't have to be covered up.
By the way,
was much more open.
And by the way,
yeah, they brought the Mujahideen.
Right. By the way, Putin even claims that he is almost like reincarnated as St. Paul. But remember that one of the apostles went to Russia and brought Christianity to Russia, which is basically the Eastern, if you want to call it Vikings, or the Rus means the Rus or Russia. Right? So that's what's going on here.
Isn't it interesting that the dementia patient in the White House said that Putin has no soul, remember? And then Putin came back and said, it takes one to know one. The reality is that Putin is a nationalist for his country of Russia. He wants Russia to be the best that Russia can be. Trump was a nationalist for America.
You know what just happened? I think last week was the day that he instituted 3 years ago called National Pregnancy Day because the birth rates dropped so much in Russia they can't replace their population. And so many of the young people are involved with this thing called crocodile, which is a very dirty form of toxic drugs they inject themselves with.
Makes their bodies actually react to it, and they become like lizards almost.
Right. When it actually skids, sloughs out between their fingertips or under their tongue or whatever. And anyway, he instituted 3 years ago a thing called National Pregnancy Day. He pays them off to go home and make babies. Screw all day and make baby Russians. Take your babushka and go outside and do it, okay? And people don't know. They think of Russia as being this horrible place there, and you actually meet Russian people if you've met them. And, of course, unfortunately, they're so poor, the Russians are selling their women all over the world as prostitutes or trying to marry Europeans and elsewhere because their economy is so poor. The hardest city to live in the world in terms of expense is Moscow. Highest expense in the world. Ridiculous. No need for it to be that way. Stay right there. So, Josh, oh, here we are. Come on over. You can say hi. Come on over. You can say hi to Josh. Josh, Dr. Mikowitz is here. She can say hi. He's about to be finished here.
Serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, NutriSilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden will make his first address to a joint session of Congress in a primetime speech tonight. Biden will lay out his policy vision as he prepares to end his first 100 days in office. Republican Senator Tim Scott from South Carolina will be in the spotlight tonight as he will be giving the rebuttal to Biden's speech. As far as what we can expect to hear from the president, Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz says you should be prepared to get out your pocketbook.
We've seen trillions of dollars of spending, and tonight Joe Biden is going to propose trillions of dollars more. He's going to propose trillions of dollars in additional taxes. If you're an American, if you're working, your taxes are going up.
Federal investigators executed a search warrant at the New York City apartment of Rudy Giuliani. That's according to his lawyer. Giuliani has been under investigation for his business dealings in Ukraine. USA Radio News. On Tuesday, the CDC recommendations for wearing face masks outdoors was revised. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky saying fully vaccinated people can gather in small crowds without masks outdoors. Johns Hopkins Hospital Dr. Marty McCrary tells Fox News we could have had this information made available to us a long time ago.
It's about 14 months too late. Remember, a lot of the research that they're citing came out last year, and it's not much of a loosening. If you think about it, all they really told us is that if you're fully vaccinated, you can be in small crowds without a mask. Look, the outside is entirely safe. This is settled science, and the public health leaders and our politicians could do us a big favor by taking off their mask after they're fully vaccinated. The only exception is when you're indoors in a public setting, business leaders are asking people to keep a mask on.
The Fed Reserve, after 2 days of meeting, says they are not planning on moving interest rates anytime soon. You're listening to USA Radio News. News.
Coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871. Bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Some of your videos and actually stop and start and actually discuss on our OBS channel. Pretty cool, eh? Okay, good. We have Simon here. We have John W. Spring. Simon, I'm going to start with you. You sent me a little clip here, and I want to read parts of it off, and I have Dr. Judy here, because I believe there's supernatural things going on. I made a list of people that I think have a prophetic calling, and I believe that some of the people that I've actually called, they're kind of a little skittish about being on my study, because to be honest with you, I'm kind of weird. I mean, even with my own family, I don't get total support. So two of my sons and my youngest brother and my vote to be daughter-in-law all took the shots, even though I advise them don't do that. And I'm sure you probably have relatives, too, that did that, right? Yeah. Even though you're a top expert in the world on this.
Sure.
In fact, I think you wrote so many things on this, I think there's nobody even close to you like the latest one on the pandemic, right?
Right.
Now, you worked on the AIDS virus, and before I get into this discussion, what I discovered, and I'll see if I compare my notes with you, what I found out when I went to not only get turned to a spook 27 years ago, I worked with the Reserve Admiral John Hughes with chemical, biological, nuclear terrorism with Operation Top Off and Dark Winter. And I discovered that back in 1917, at Fort Lupton, Kansas, they were trying to make a typhus vaccine. And what they did is they injected human blood into pigs and they created inadvertently a recombinant. And when they injected them and they went to a neutral country, Spain, the people who went in the troop ships, they started getting sick because the virus replicated in their lungs. And developed lots of clots and became hypoxic and died. And in the 50s, they tried to resurrect the virus to use Samarin, and the military did, because they wanted to make bioweapons. And, of course, I was called last December of 2019. God told me in a dream, he said, you got to go and talk to this guy, Francis. Well, I didn't know what Boyle was. I realized he had a law degree, but he's also a bioweapon expert, and he wrote the Dianteen Bioterrorism Act.
Right.
Well, back in 1997, when I went to Zurich, Switzerland, the ULF International, they gave me documents about not only the type of this tetanus shot being a antitrophoblast vaccine to actually cause sterility, which I hadn't known beforehand, but they also gave me the information about the origins of the AIDS virus, which was a fragment of the resurrected virus fragments by a supercomputer back in the 70s after 20 years of trying since the 50s. from exhumed bodies from Alaska where they wanted to find out how this thing killed. Now, what I've been told on how it kills is basically it interferes with the electron transport chain in the mitochondria, and the hydroperoxy radical cross-links von Willebrand's factor. So that's the theory that I've been told, and that's how I use my mechanisms to reverse it. So, for example, if you want to inhale something better than budesonide stearate, I recommend NADH. In fact, I have a little bottle here.
Uh-huh.
And you crush this up in powder, and you mix that with cell detox glutathione and selenium precipitate from John Hopkins.
Mm-hmm.
And normal saline, you can inhale it. It'll actually stop the hydroperoxy radical in the lung clots faster than budesonide stearate.
Oh, good.
Now, what we do is I have only a first-line defense kit, which is 100% effective. We sold a ton of it. As you can tell, I'm doing well financially because we sold a ton of it. Not one person who took my first-line kit got sick or died in the world from the virus.
Mm-hmm.
Not 80% or 75%. Hi, have a nice seat. If you want a soda, by the way, or we can get one on the break. We can get some nice sodas for you. You want a foot of water.
We're good, thanks.
Yeah. Yeah, nice to meet you.
Gail,
that's
David.
Hi, David. How
are
you doing?
My husband.
Yeah, very good. So what's happening is that they wanted this, and when I talked to Dr. Francis last year, he did a series of interviews with me, and he basically said that the origins, he actually gave me the papers, because he was on Alex Jones' show first, and I called him, and he gave me the papers from the origin of the virus. And Dr. Lieber in Harvard was doing things like lithium nanolase thing to interface with the cortex of the brain, with Elon Musk, and I know Elon personally, and I know also these other people, right? And he was working on what's called the Sigma-1 protein. He had to reverse engineering the supercomputers so it could jump species. And what they did is they took the virus from the Brisbane laboratory that was from 1,000 miles away from Wuhan, and they'd already inserted some of the genes of the AIDS virus into that virus. And then took the Dr. Barrick at the University of North Carolina's gain-of-function research, which had been funded by Fauci and the U.S. government then. They paused it temporarily under Barack Obama and Biden, but they reinstated, but it all originated back in 1980s under George Bush Sr. They put three labs in Iraq, bioweapon labs. Under Bill Clinton, they moved those labs to Wuhan under the U.S. government. We funded them. We still haven't funded actually to 2024, believe it or not. And they actually created this virus components to the Chinese. And during the fight between Donald J. Trump and the Chinese Xi, they decided they were going to create a vaccine in advance of sending a bioweapon. Now, they didn't understand that virus particles, which are a crystal, cannot infect anybody. They have to be in a vesicle, either an animal or human or whatever plant vesicle. So they have to have what we call a viral bus. And then they have to have a receptor to enter your cell so they can take over and replicate, right?
Right.
But obviously, they didn't know that biology. So what happened is all the Belt and Road nations, and I had a guy on my show for like 10 years, Harley Schlanger and other people with his organization. They were originally in Houston. They later moved to Germany, right? And I have him on a patch in all the way from Skype to have him on every weekly on my show, and I had started arguing about 4 years ago that the Belt and Road Program was just a projection of China and the globalists. And I realized that the Belt and Road Program was when they got mad, all the people in Wuhan that were vaccinated, when they went back to the Belt and Road nations, that's when the plague started. It was actually the vaccinated people that spread it because the vesicles coming out of their body spread the plague. Right? It had to be in a live person that was carrying the virus, right?
Correct.
And it had a number of components. In fact, we went over this last week with Dr. Richard Fleming. Uh-huh. Each of the components shows it's completely artificial, like you said, but he went through each one of those, okay?
Right.
Now, you're the most brilliant on this, but really, this was started in 19... The guy that was behind a lot of this stuff is by the name of Klaus Schwab. And if you go to my bathroom, you'll see a book by him called The Fourth Industrial Revolution. Now, they've tried to convert me to a spook multiple times. But when my first wife was dying of multiple sclerosis in 1970s, I was married in medical school in the mid-70s. Within a month after we got married, she got pregnant, and a month later she got serious MS to the point where she got paralyzed from the neck and could only move her left arm. She lost her vision and everything.
Right,
we gave her ACTH and she survived it, but they told her if she didn't have an abortion, she'd die. So we didn't want to because we were pro-life, so we did it anyway. And she lost her will to live after that. And what happened is I was going to do research on MS to save her life. So I got accepted at UCLA to work on the World MS Tissue Brain Bank Electron Microscopy Lab, but they wanted me to work on four DARPA projects. One was to take prisoners from West Orange and Irvine and put platinum and palladium micro wires in their brains, in their amygdala and the rage control and then what's called the VMAT region, because they're researching on the VMAT to turn off They wanted to take soldiers that were killing only 10% in World War I, 18% with training in World War II, to 100% to turn them basically into killing machines. So they had this thing called the Rambo chip they were researching in the 70s. And they first were putting wires into the rage control nucleus of the brain, but then later they found a way of doing transcranial pulse magnetics, in effect, to turn on the rage control nucleus. And they eventually wanted to have a vaccine for it, so they created one called the VMAT reaction, or the God gene vaccine. And this particular virus and the vaccines actually damage the VMAT region, and they make people, I call them, into zombies. They lose the lamp, the core living water is a connection to God. In other words, a higher spiritual connection, your soul is not something out there. Your spirit's out there, but your soul is actually part of your brain. It's the connection between your brain and each other. It's also the connection to the Creator, and it's actually part of your brain. So what they wanted to do is they wanted to turn the human race into sterile, non-pregnant cyborgs with a vastly reduced world population. And Alex, this Klaus Schwab published this in the 1970s. In 1980, it was accepted by the Lucis Trust. In 1980s, it was accepted as the basis for the Agenda 2030, Agenda 21, and the Georgia Guidestones. And the idea of Vision 2050, which by 2050 they want this whole new world order done, where they have life extension technology and so on. Now, I know all the guys with the Life Extension Academy because I've been a member for like almost 40 years. And God gave me all three keys of Methuselah. I have all three keys for life extension. And I got the patent over 2 years ago for Red Deer Velvet, which means when you take it, it gives you a placenta again, so it's just like you're a newborn in utero because you don't age when you're in utero. I started taking it a little over a year ago, and injuries I had in the railway before I went when my back comes to be have already healed within a year. So it's amazing. And we also have epigenetic frequency therapy based on quantum physics. And the EduCap can actually turn off silencing of genes that actually causes aging. Now, the EduCap, we're going to work on projects for. It's just the radio there. They're just going to commercial break, but we continue. So, Dan, you keep the music off. So what it means is we're going to have technology to wipe out all vaccines. All you do is take a pill a day, and that's it. And you're done. You're immunized. You can prove with a blood test. And it also will stop autoimmune disease and cancer. So if you have, a bowel or breast cancer, just swallow, take a pill a day. Turns on your mucosal immunity, and your body will just remove the cancer without chemotherapy or radiation or proton beam. Angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
NutraMedical's Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay with.
Division of ACOM for over 40 years. Right? So, okay, so Dr. Judy, I want you to raise a question here. We have Simon, and when he's reading off here, he read something off here, but I want you to, you know, ask a question to John W. Spring or to Simon, because you just finished another book you're just doing, right? Can you tell us about it?
Yeah, so I hope it's our last book, but it's called Ending Plague: A Scholar's Obligation in an Age of Corruption.
Wow.
And we're not quite finished yet because, of course...
Well, let me pull the microphone over so it's closer to you, so that way they can hear you properly rather than having me too far away. I'm going to have it closer to see you, so they can hear you when you speak.
Okay, so Ending Plague, A Scholar's Obligation in an Age of Corruption.
Right.
With my usual co-author, Kent Heckenlively.
Right.
And now with... my longtime 37-year mentor, Dr. Frank Rossetti. So Frank Rossetti is a contemporary of Tony Fauci and, of course, Bob Gallo, who
right.
perpetrated the AIDS, the murder of millions with HIV. So Frank has never talked before or written before.
He's never written, yeah, Frank hasn't.
Frank hasn't. So now since I'm 15, 18 years younger, I didn't know the whole story that we wrote in Plague of Corruption. That was all true. But then in Plandemic and what we've learned with this plandemic called COVID-19, this is where Frank Rossetti can weigh in and go back that other 18 years
right.
to stuff that happened in the 70s at the National Cancer Institute.
Now, let me tell you what I was told when I went to Zurich. They told me that they specifically took the AIDS virus they were resurrected from the 1917 pandemic, the sections of the virus they recreated using genetic engineering, and they put it in the hepatitis vaccine, and they specifically were going to test to see if they could kill people who were using illegal drugs and gays. So they gave it to specific places in New York and also to the Canadian Airlines stewards, one of the index case A. And they told me when he traveled from between Montreal, Canada, and Haiti, he would have sex with them because he's very good looking. And they do these ceremonies. I took care of a 10-year-old in Augusta, Georgia. I was a trauma and burn doctor and also worked in intensive, had my own internal medicine practice in 87, 88. And I remember seeing a 10-year-old who had never had drugs or had sex. And he was dying with terminal AIDS. His mouth was full of geese. When he came in emergency, I said, oh, my God, what a mess.
Right.
So he did a CB sore foul count. He was dying of AIDS, terminal AIDS. Not
right.
just a little bad. Like, it's like he was in the process of going into terminal stage. And I realized that when I got the whole history, he had been one of these voodoo ceremonies because there's a large segment of the black population in the Southeastern United States that still do voodoo, like from Haiti. And the high priests in Haiti have spread their thing in other countries, even back to Africa and Southwest Africa. And these ceremonies will spread the virus. So what they were doing is they're actually part of the process of trying to kill off the gay population, number one. Number two, to use it to get people to drug addicts. or to introduce it into the population of Africa, because their whole thing going right back is they want to reduce, make the resources, mineral and other resources in Africa available to the west of the world. They want to kill off this exploding virus, bad population of people in Africa.
Correct, yes. So I know everything essentially you say to be true from
right.
just another angle, just from
right.
my angle as a...
Well, you see, that's more powerful, you see. It says in the Bible, when two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst of them. So I consider you a prophetess. Now, I'm called, call me a medical Moses, okay? I'm here to provide medical support and facts here. But I believe you're a scientific prophetess of the truth of this stuff, because this is not a minor thing. This is an attempt by, but people don't understand, the people who are ruling this are what's called the Druidic Council. You're familiar with the Druids, right?
Yeah.
Now, I got met 29 years ago by the Pindar. Do you know who that is?
No.
Okay, the Pindar means the penis of the dragon. And he came to my home in Enfield, Nova Scotia, after he came back from Georgia, and he said, and I was snoring in a different part of the house, so I was in my living room downstairs, I was keeping my wife awake, Michelle. And I said, who the heck are you? He said, I'm the Pindar. And this looked like a European and a real tuxedo slim and everything. I said, how did you get in? He said, well, I walked in, the door was locked. He said, we don't lock our doors here. I said, what the heck is a Pindar? He said, I want you to be my understudy and take over my position when I ascend. What are you talking about ascending? And then after he discussed things for a while, he said, well, you have written these two books, this book called Clay and Iron and Abortion and Armageddon. I said, well, God dictated to me on my concrete floor a few years ago. I said, hey, you wouldn't know those unless it's supernatural. I rebuke you in the name of God, of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He said, I'm going to touch your baby girl's heart, and I'm going to kill you. Right? And I said, I only have three sons, Matthew, Stephen, and Christopher, and I laughed and repeated it. I said, what do I say, God? So I heard God tell me my mind's eye, my ear. What do you do is you say, I rebuke you in the name of the God, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and I'm called to speak prophetically that I rebuke you. And he disappeared right in front of me. So that day we did a pregnancy test. My wife was pregnant. 6 weeks later, I was being trained under Dr. McMillan at the hospital there in Halifax. Dalhousie is a big university. It's a sister university in Canada of Harvard. And a lot of the projects are done at Dal or done at Harvard, back and forth. Professors go back and forth. So I was trained under Dr. McMillan to look at ultrasounds. And so we're doing an ultrasound evaluation of my wife 6 weeks later at the Kelm Hospital. And the technician is going, oh, so I walk over to the monitor. And there was a giant endocardial cushion defect and a no handle on the little girl. And I realized the child had a giant endocardial cushion defect and a nuchal thickening, so I knew they had down, so I started crying. And so the radiologist said, you've got to consider abortion because this baby's not going to survive. They may need a feeding tube. So I said, I'm going to pray. I said, no, we're not going to kill our baby. I already been through the abortion garbage before with my previous wife. So I said, I'm going to pray. So she kept us about 20 minutes waiting. And while I was waiting, I prayed. I said, God, show me, what do I do? I was there sitting crying. And I said, God, show me. He gave me a vision of Sarai, the wife of Abraham, 3,000 years ago. And he showed her a vision of me standing over the monitor, crying over my baby girl. And he showed me her crying so hard, the tears of blood came from her. He could see me crying over my baby girl, and how the Pindar said he was going to kill her. So that, 5-6 months later, she had surgery and she lost 4 ounces from her birth weight. And on October 10th, 1993, God said, I'm going to send the angel to bring you to the city from which the mark of the beast would come. And he brought me to Falcon, Colorado. And 9 months to the day later, I actually went through the Gedelt Project. I was now certified under the Major Swinder, and I was working at CECOM for all these classified projects with the U.S. government. That's the shortened version of the story. But my life has been filled with miraculous things, not because I'm wonderful. But to be honest with you, I'm a pain in the butt. I talk too fast. I get technical. I don't necessarily let other people talk when they should. But I really have God's heart. I mean, I want to do the right thing, and I'm willing to live, sacrifice my whole life to try to save other people. Because my whole life has been one of struggle. I was born dead on arrival 69 years ago and came back from the dead after 26 minutes after the last rites. I had a tonsil surgery at 8.5 years of age, and they cut an artery in my throat and went to heaven, and I met God face to face. So I've had a very weird life. Let me tell you, I would not have applied for this. It's a very dirty job. Like, Mike Rowe's dirty jobs. This is not something I would apply for.
Right.
If they think I'm a narcissistic egomaniac because I have a very high IQ and so on, no. You'll be persecuted by your relatives. Like, even my two sons have taken the vaccine, and my youngest brother and my would-be daughter-in-law. It's very distressing to not have the respect of them because I'm trying to get them to come around to the fact that when we get this EDUCAP project going, we're going to save millions of people. And it is the solution. I know how to have a rescue kit that can actually stop with, you know, mitochondrial electron microscopy tests and blood tests. It shows we've actually rescued people's mitochondria, because it's primarily a mitochondriopathy that causes the spongiform Lewy body encephalopathy.
Sure.
And heart failure. It's all basically when your prokaryotic parts of your cell die, you die. And this is, and I did my first PhD in marine bacteria and oceanography. I was a charter member of Greenpeace and an oceanographer in the early 70s before I even went into medicine. So I'm not Mr. Average. I finished my PhD at age 20 by sleeping on the lab floor by the scintillation counter.
Used to that.
Sleeping on the floor with a pillow. Not even a bed.
Right.
So that's the story. So, you know, this book, we need to work together as a synergism here. And what I want to do is, I asked Dr. Carrie Made, she was on my show for a while, and I kind of, I was giving her too many compliments, maybe that's why I kind of flirted with her a bit, and I apologize for that. And on the other hand, I also had Dr. Tenpenny. Tenpenny went off on vacation, and I offered her to be like one of the senior people on my board, but she got nervous. She thought it was going to be legally dangerous. I said, no, it's not. I said, we're setting it up. I'm a half a legal expert. In fact, by next year, I'll probably have a law degree as well, because I believe in being, I've been a pro se litigant expert for 40 years. So it's important for people to understand we need to move forward on this and not be fearful. God is with us.
Right.
If we don't, the human race is doomed.
Right.
Yeah. And unfortunately, I wish there were dozens of people that are doing what we do, but there isn't.
No.
We're it. We're going to keep going. We're going to go to the next one. I'm going to put a picture up of you here now. Let me see if I can get that picture up here. I think I had it over here.
Dr. Vigo, are you going to be able to go to the conference phone? Because
I'll go to conference phone. Let me see if I can do that. Yeah, we're just going to go conference phone. We'll keep the show going, but we're going to run an OBS here. Let me see if I can pull it up here. I'm going to see if I can get the. Let's see.
Yeah, because GCN will cut us off in a few minutes.
Yeah, so don't worry about it. I'm going to go to conference phone here. I'll call you back in a minute, okay? All right?
Okay, very good.
Okay, and Simon, I think I have your number, but send it over by text and I'll call you too. Yeah, I know how to do it.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family. Anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
One capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill, MD, discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Strength, because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill, MD, discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
COVID-19 coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled N-U-T-R-I Medical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.